Hallelujah. Encounter makes your conviction your primary evidence and not your result. It makes your conviction your primary evidence that God is real. Not that because he didn't answer you or he answered you. Hallelujah. It therefore imparts to you faith and spiritual stamina. Amen. Majorly, there are three types of encounter. Basically, you have encounter, visionary encounters like what Paul had on his way to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, verse 3. The Bible says, suddenly, as they walked, it says he had what? There was a great light that shone from heaven. And God speak. Jesus speak to him. That is a visionary encounter. Two, you can have a prophetic encounter. Saul had that, first king of Israel. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 19, immediately as he appeared, Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, and tomorrow I will let thee know. I will let thee go, and I will tell thee all that is in thy heart. It was a prophetic encounter that opened up his destiny as the first king of Israel. It was an encounter. Praise the Lord. Now, the third dimension of a type of encounter that you can call is called a word encounter. And that's what we'll be speaking this morning. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, Apostle John captured it very clearly to us in the way he put it. He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, is it of the word of life. Verse 2. And for the life was manifested, and we have seen it. It is an experience we've come to know. And we have been witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and has been manifested unto us. So we are showing you what has been manifested. Praise the Lord. And this was the highest form of encounter. Encounter with the word. The highest form of encounter. So the word is the primary instrument delivered unto the saint for encounters. In Romans chapter 10, verse 6, it says, do not start complaining who will go down Christ, who will go to heaven to bring down Christ from down. I really want to know God. I want to go to heaven and bring it. No, it's not necessary. Who will go to the grave to really so that I can touch him? Say, it's not necessary. Say, for the word is what? It's near you. It's not far from. Encounter is close to you. Hallelujah. Your healing is close to you. Deliverance is close to you. Say, for the word is near you, even in your heart and in your mouth. And that is the word of faith which we preach. So it shows us that by an encounter with the word, you can have a real encounter. Praise the Lord. For that which we have seen, that which we have heard, and our hands have handled, he said, we bring to you. Can somebody say encounter? Praise the Lord. In the beginning, God established us a pattern for his operation with man. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, the scripture says, Genesis 3, verse 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig trees together and made themselves aprons. Go ahead, verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. So how did God appear to the first man that he made? He came what? At the voice of the Lord God walking. The walking word. So that is how he revealed himself to Adam and Eve from the beginning. He came as his word. Praise the Lord. John chapter 1 verse 1. What is the word? John chapter 1 verse 1. The scripture said that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So it shows us the progressive encounter that happens as we relate to the word. That it let us know that the word was from the beginning, and that the word was with God, and not just only with God. He did not say that when you go further, you now discover that the word is God. So in your progression with encounters, you now finally, when you meet the word as God. Now, Revelation chapter 19, verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Jesus Christ was not originally called Jesus. He was called from heaven. What? The Word of God. He became Jesus when he became flesh. The word of God called that is flesh is who we call Jesus. Are we together? The word of God made flesh is the one we call that is captured Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So number one, what is the word? The word of God is God. And let me just say something. You see, the scripture that we read were written by men that the Holy Ghost inspired. True of us? But they did not start to try to write anything. They were just hungry about God. But on the process, something did what? Happened. He said, I ask you now to write that which you will see and hear. Jesus said to John. So, to have an encounter, your passion will be, some people just want to learn scripture. Let it just be that they can quote scriptures. No, it will make no meaning. It will have no impact. Your heart must be after God. And because of that heart, you become word-driven. And when you become word-driven, then something will jump out from the pages. You jump out. It's not quoting scripture. It's not a citation. One of the things that Jesus told me that once you understand be healed and you say be healed, the person will be healed. That if you say it and then happen, you don't understand what I mean. Hallelujah. So the word of God is who? Is God. So at the beginning, when you want to, you say, some people say, I want to read no scripture. Some people want to learn it not because they are just so that they can people can clap for them that they know so many things about the Bible. It will make no meaning. Because those that wrote it, they were after God. Hallelujah. Number two, the word of God is the thoughts, the intentions, and the character of God that is packaged for us. I say, is the word, the thoughts, the intentions, and what? The character of God. In other words, if I'm a good student of the scriptures, without hesitation, I can describe what you are saying, whether it's from God or not. Hey, I don't know, this prophet said this. The problem, the diagnosis is that you are deficient of the scriptures. That's why you are confused. Hey, nobody can really know God. God is too is a lie. He says that let no man pride himself in anything, but let him pride that he knoweth God, so God can be known. Hallelujah. So it is so by you taking the scriptures, you can know how God behaves. I know our pastor, your national president. There's some certain you will say, I'll say no. Are you getting it? Because I do what? But if you don't know him, you say it. And that is why Jesus came. Because Jesus Christ came as a correction, to bring correction to the understanding of men. Men saw God in a confused manner. He came as a correction. If you truly want to say that God is all-powerful, look at Jesus. You will be able to confirm that God is all-powerful. Was there anywhere that God was deficient in his life? No. But in the prophet, you can see deficiencies. So there's a confused knowledge about God concerning them. This one was anointed and he died. Is God really all powerful? Why did this one die? This one, all confusion. This one is serving God and he was poor. Is it God knows? But Jesus came not just only as a substitutionary sacrifice, but to give us the correct perspective of who God is. Hallelujah. Say, for God, who at sundering times and in diverse manners spake unto us by the prophet, had in this last days spoken unto us by his Son, who is the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, by the scriptures, say, for I know the thought that I think towards you is a thought of peace and not of evil. So I can know with exactitude the thought of God for my life without confusion. Say, for I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in the head. So I am delivered from the thought whether God wants to heal me from this sickness or not, whether it is something for God wants me to suffer or not. Those thoughts are casted out of my instantly because of my accurate understanding of the scriptures. His thought and his intention captured for us in the scriptures. Are we together? So you are not confused. Jesus came to remove confusion. It's not just to die. He came to remove what? Can God supply? Look at Jesus. Was there any shortage in his life? Can God? So when the time came for him to correct that perspective in the mind of the believers, he said they came to come. I saw they were giving him a scientific and an expert opinion, economic sound. That they were, please tell them to go. It is night, oh, no food so that they can eat. So he wanted to correct their perspective. He said, ask them to sit down. Ask them to sit down. Don't know whether God is powerful. There is nothing that is too late. When they called him, their friend Lazarus is dead. He sat down. He waited. To say, I go to wake him up. His intention for going was very clear. To bring about a perspective that there is nothing God can do, cannot do. Are you hearing me? So you can look at your life just by looking at the scripture. You will have the correct, accurate understanding of what is going on. There's no confusion. And you know, the thing that he did this so something that is methodological so that we can follow it. 5,000, Father, I thank you. The thing multiply. 4,000, Father, I thank you. So that you don't say that there's one extra curricular thing that he did that now caused something that you can't understand. God walk in a miraculous way. We can never understand him lie. Why then in the scriptures? Hallelujah. And it is this thoughts that are not accurate with the scripture that keeps us where we belong. And that is the highest instrument of Satan. When Satan looks at the people, what he does is to bring a thought pattern that is not consistent with the word of God. And when the people accept it, he keeps them in bondage and went about doing other things and leave them. And just be watching whether what he has done is still active. Hallelujah. He said, leave this one. He just put a thought and the one is running with that thought. Hallelujah. But so by the scriptures, you can know exactly what is what? The thought of God, his intention and his character. That when somebody come and a prophet come and tell you something about God, with not waiting for the Holy Spirit, can say, look, you are wrong. That's the intent of the scriptures. Otherwise, the scripture is not complete. Hallelujah. Now, what are other ways? What happens? We're talking about what is the word of God. The word of God is the revelation of God's ways. Of God's what? Ways. Remember that God's ways are high ways, not low ways. So when you follow God's ways, you don't come down, you go up. Say, I am serving God, that is why I am small at this. No, it's because there are things that are missing in your understanding about God that is responsible for where you are. Not because God has low will. Say, for I know the thought that I have towards you, they are thought of what? Peace and evil. And he also said, for I know my ways and my thoughts. They are all higher than what? Than yours. You can pick mine. You can do what? You can pick mine. And therefore say for arise, for your light is what is come. I like the way the Amplified put it in Isaiah chapter 60. He says, arise from the depression and the prostration in whose circumstances have kept you, and rise to a new life. Shine the radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So you can arise. You can do what? From the depression and the prostration that circumstances have put you, you can arise. And you rise. Our pastor told us yesterday that you rise by light. Rise by what? By light. Hallelujah. So it's not that's not like Satan is powerful. No. The Bible said that the way of the transgressor is hard. Do you know who is the transgressor? A breaker of patterns. A breaker of spiritual order. When somebody is a breaker, not just that, the person can be a Christian, wonderful, but he's breaking spiritual order. His ways will be what? Will be hard. Will be difficult. So the word of God also is a revelation of God's ways. Of God, the way God does things. There's a law concerning honor. There's a law concerning what? Honor. And Jesus obeyed it. Jesus Christ taught us, among how wicked serpent is used in bad things in the scripture, it was only serpent that Jesus, when he came to wisdom, he said, follow serpent. Follow what? Serpent. He said, be wise as what? Serpent. And this word. So, there's a law of honor. So, you're able to... Jesus Christ did not treat everybody general. And in your life, you treat people general. So, and you are breaking a law, things will be hard. By the time you need, they make a need. Because you have not honored people, you will remain where you are. Honor is the recognition of people's uniqueness, difference, and appreciation of their achievement, what God has done in their life, and therefore you celebrate it. That you will rise just by honoring people. Some people neglect Jesus Christ. As you read the ways of God, they neglect relationship. They neglect what? Relationship. This January, you have not taken intention to write text message or call people that have been of a blessing to you in 2022 and say, I just want to thank you for what you have done. You have done this and so this thing for me. I just want to do what? Thank you. If you don't do that, you are setting up yourself up for a hard life. But the scripture will not tell you ways of God. What Jesus Christ, Lazarus would have died though, is what power of relationship. He said, come, Lazarus whom thou lovest, relationship. He would have died. It wasn't that just because he was an Israelite or God likes him, but it was what? Whom thou lovest, he seek. That will, not everybody that died that Jesus Christ went. All that died, they buried them. Are you hearing me? I am preaching here to you, not because I'm a powerful man of God, because of my relationship with Pastor Dan. That is why I'm standing here. If it's not like that, it's not possible. Some of you can even preach more than me, but you can't preach here. Do you understand? Just by not understanding the ways of God, you have troubles. As powerful as Moses was, there was something missing in the understanding. I thought that God would tell him. But no, he has put it in men so that he can also learn. Because everything is complete in the body. So you see the ways of God. Now, a young man, a very powerful combination, a rich young ruler. A rich what? That's a powerful combination. You can expect wealth. When somebody is 60 and the person is wealthy, you will not be surprised. But when somebody is wrong, young, and this person is rich, and the person is also a ruler, that means he has some level of influence, that's a level of dexterity about that man that is worthy of emulation.
And the man was not crooked because Jesus confirmed it. When he asked, he said, good man. And the man was also humble. He was a ruler, but when he saw Jesus, he ran and bowed down. Say, master, good master. So he was a humble man. But you see, and he looked at Jesus, looked at, say, good master. He said, what shall I do that my head is? So the man was even concerned about heaven. Do you see how this man was? He was not confused about things. He was even concerned about, attention was not on what he was even concerned about heaven. And Jesus looked at him and loved him. And did what? And loved him. And now said to him, hey, yeah, if thou want to be perfect, let me show you what to do. Jesus Christ is a master. He is the epitome of enlightenment. Say, if thou wants to be perfect, let me show you what to do now. He wants to bring him up. And he said to him, sell all what you have and give to the poor and then follow me. Full stop. You know the problem of that man? He didn't know that the one that was talking to him was the owner of heaven and earth. Otherwise, with speed, Peter knew that. That was different between him and Peter. Peter knew that, and with speed, abandoned everything and followed him. Today, we don't know that young man, but we know Peter. Are we together? A young child, Jairus' daughter, somebody was dying. The only reason why Jesus Christ went was because the elders come and told him, please go. He loves our nation and he has built us what? So Jesus did not just treat people generally. There were others that called him. He said, I better go. You are healed. Praise the Lord. So the word of God can help you to correct gap in your understanding that might be responsible for where we are, and then you make advancement. So when you open your heart, the scriptures, they are able. Are you hearing it? They are able to correct you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul, in trying to speak to Timothy, or trying to speak to the church in Ephesus, it says, in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, it says, I commend you to what? To God. Very important, but it says not enough. I do what? I commend you to God. I thought that was enough, but he said no. To triumph sweatlessly with ease on this earth, there has to be a comprehension of the ways of God. There is a ways of God concerning healing, that you will not be sick. Praise the Lord. It is not that if you can pray more, it's a function of light. Say, I commend you to God. And to what? I thought that if you are just commended to God, it's okay. But he said, no. And to what? And to the, for you to have benefit on the earth, say, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. In other words, there's a demonstration of God in your life that can only happen on the earth when you come in contact with the word of his grace. So you have met Jesus Christ as a savior, but there are other things about him that you have not known, that can still cause Satan to have some level of dominion. Praise the Lord. Protocol for encounter with the word. The scripture says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, say, for the pure in heart, what will happen to them? They will do what? They will see God. They will see God. They will see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see who? The result of purity of heart is that you will see God. People don't encounter God because you can pray and fast. Because some prayer and fasting, only from the beginning, is already corrupted. So that I cannot be like daddy. When I'm passing, people will not be greeting me. You see, from the beginning, the motive is already what? It's already corrupted. So, it takes purity of heart. It takes love
and hunger for God. Genuine love and hunger. Whereby your motive is not for anything, but you want to know him. The one that died for you. The one that was abandoned everything from in heaven and came down to die for you. And when you recognize that love, you want to know him. Praise the Lord. Please, knowing God is not that you know scriptures. Remember Paul, he was a Pharisee. But in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, he said that I may do what? Despite, you know, as a Pharisee, that means you know the scriptures very well. You can quote it, but is he saying that I may do what? That I may know him. So it's not that you know scripture, that what makes you to know God. So your primary and focus is to do what? Is to know God. And he uses the word to make that happen. Praise the Lord. So your love and hunger for who? For God. Your love and hunger for God. Unquenchable passion. You unquenchable passion. You are sitting down and you are with rapt attention. Not all this you are sitting, you are pressing phone. You remember that once this person is not doing things well. How are they this in this decoration that would have done it well? No. Attention. Now, look at what Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 said. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my what? To my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Next verse. Next verse. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Why? For they are life to those that do what? That find them. And health to all their flesh. They are life. He said, my son, attend to my words. He said, my son, give me your heart. What God wants is somebody's heart. The Lord, the way he captured it, he said, what is the greatest command? He said, for thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? With all your heart. God does not accept part of you. What God needs is all of you. It's not involving God in your affairs. It's asking him what is his plan for you. Already by that idea of saying, I want to involve God, this is already wrong. Your heart. My son, give to me your heart. Not your money, your heart. It says, incline your ears unto my saying. Why? What will happen? Say, for they are life to those that do what? That means you'll be cut off from the region of death. When they are talking about death, you are not in that category. For when they are talking about disease, you are not in that category. You are cut off. He said, for they are life to those that find them and they are health to all their flesh. That means that the system in God's kingdom that guarantees your health. Hallelujah. Let's go over to that John as we begin to round up now. That John chapter 1 from verse 1. John chapter 1 from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. So if the Word was there in the beginning, that means that the Word can correct everything because it was there when everything was. Now, let's go. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with who? With God. Go ahead, verse. All things, how many things? All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4. And in him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. Praise the Lord. It's telling us there's a level of light that we can have that will make mess of every seeming darkness that is here on earth. Are we together? During the peak of the COVID, I was in London. And I,
as the fear was palpable, as the television show screen where they were carrying people in the lorry, we are carrying people like ice fish. That was palpable fear. That was what? Palpable fear. But I saw in my Bible where the scripture says, it says, as Lazarus was trying to speak to Abraham, he said, between where you are and where I said, there is a gulf that is what? Fish. So that the thing that are there cannot come here. And the thing that are here cannot enter there. That the gulf fist unshakable. I said, okay. So between me, there is a gulf between me and COVID-19. I started moving. That's a what? That is fish. And Lazarus, if he saw it, he wouldn't have been talking. He didn't see it. So Abraham that saw it was telling him. So there's a level of light that brings peace to your life. There's a level of light that you have about darkness, power of darkness, that you'll be smiling. That same witches are gathering, you'll be what? You're smiling. Hallelujah. Do you see? You'll be laughing. You don't know that they've announced their burial. Do you know what the scripture said in Matthew chapter 2 from verse 1? He said, they that sought the young child life, they are all dead. So when anyone sought the world, they are dead. And the scripture let us know in 1 Peter 1:23, say, for being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. So if anyone sought the word, they are what? So that is something that you know. That if anybody rise up against you, you mark what is going to happen to the person. They that sought the word, they that sought the word, they were all what? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This morning, God is going to bless us. Hallelujah. God could do what? Bless us. God is going to heal people. This morning, the Spirit of God ministered to me that people that have eye afflictions, some of you are dropping your glasses. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can we just rise up on our feet as we round up now? I receive grace afresh to give my heart to the word of God. Can you say it again? A fresh grace, a new one. Some of us, just like when you gave our heart to Christ, a fresh grace to give the word of God our heart, to give our heart to the word of God. Father, a fresh grace to give our heart to the world. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord is just reminding me, several years ago, I saw a title in a conference just like this as we came. It was a conference in Benin, then Church of God Mission. And why, as a young lad, why I entered, where adults were leading books. I picked one book. I saw Understanding the Anointing by Bishop Oyedepo. And I just read the introduction. And I saw that he said in that introduction that even though Jesus Christ was the Son of God without any sin, he could not do anything until the anointing came upon him. I said, what? What am I doing then? I wasn't comfortable in the conference again. No. I wasn't what? Comfortable. So, but I didn't know the revelation that I can even receive the thing in the conference. I didn't know. So, I now postponed it. So, I didn't have money. When they give me money to go to school, I will wake up very early and trek and save the money. Because I've asked them, what is the price of that book? They told me. I will trek and go to school. I will trek. When the money is complete, pia! I said, well, there was only one branch of Winner Chapel in Port Harcourt then. I ran, pee! Collected the book. And came back. Why? I said, the man, give me what I prove. He said, are you ashamed of hardening the word of God? You didn't know that I don't want the thing to lose. I said, give me what I prove, let me tie it. Are you hearing me? That's how I carried it all. And that time, Nepal was wonderful. So I washed my lantern very well. I'm an expert in lantern washing, you know. I washed it very well.
and waited while everybody went to sleep. By around 10 to 11, I woke up. I entered the book. That was for the first time that what we are talking about, that you can pray without planning. What is called word-induced prayers. As I was reading, somewhere in the middle, I entered into what is called word-induced prayers. All of a sudden, while I was on the desk, the heavens opened, and Jesus poured oil on me. What do you call that? What? Encounter. It can happen to you in this conference. For no secret, nothing in the scripture is for any private word interpretation. And that's what changed my life. I can understand the Bible. I open the Bible now becomes easy to understand. As a young child, I cannot know, the prophet that we are prophesying in the time of the kings. So I could relate it. Okay, so when were these prophets prophesying? Was in the time of, I go to the book of the kings, which was here. I could understand the Old Testament. It is summarized. Say, Spirit of the living God, open my heart in this conference, in these remaining days. If I have been joking, open my heart for a real encounter. Please make that prayer. Just we have 60 seconds. 60 seconds. For a real encounter. Every moment now, from now, when anyone step in this altar, I am ready for your encounter in the various dimensions. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you again. We give you praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for everyone that came in here sick and wants to be healed. I ask that the person be healed now. I rebuke spirit of infirmity and disease and of blindness and of pain anywhere in the body in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, anything that is a limitation in the life of your people in any way, by this anointing in the name of Jesus Christ, I command it lifted. I declare now that in the name of Jesus Christ, that the heavens over you be open. That which has become a prayer point in your hand for a long time, now this hour, I command the heaven over you to be open. Receive answers in Jesus' name. Can you give him praise and glory? Magnify his name.